Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
Crystal, I don't have an account. I want to know why you're charging me for something I didn't do.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see what we can find out. If you're being charged, there's got to be an account out there some way, somehow. Let's see what we can find out. How about your first and last name, please?
Okay, it's James Valkenburg, Valkenburg.
Here we go. Yes, sir. Do you have an email address? Jim Valkenburg 75 at outlook.com?
I do.
Okay. Yes, sir. And this is for housedataonline.com. It does look like someone requested a report on the address 1825. Pritchard Avenue, Henderson, Nevada. And when that happened, it was a dollar deposit for the $23.95 volume discount package. It buys you 25 report credits per month. I'll be happy to cancel the account to stop all future charges effective immediately, sir.
Yeah, cancel the account. Who requested that? What would I need a report for?
Yes, sir. It would be on the home, but I'm going to be honest. Whoever did this used all your information. Do you have a phone number? 702-460-8139?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then I see that email and your first and last name. But how can I try to make this right for you today, please, sir?
I don't know. Am I being scammed somehow? I don't understand. I don't need a report of anything. Certainly okay. Not real estate.
Okay, yes, sir. So, how can I make the $23.95 right for you, please?
I mean, I don't care. I just make it go away or I'll pay it. Okay. I don't care. Don't want an account, and I don't understand why I have one.
Okay, yes, sir. Whoever requested that address. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It sounded like you cut out. Yes, sir. Whoever requested this report, it was that for that address, that home, they put all your information in, your first, everything that belongs to you. So I'm not sure who did it or how it happened, but I did refund the $23.95. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. Can I please give you a confirmation number, sir?
Yes, would you please?
Yes, sir. 179-1-864.
Okay, Crystal, is there any way I can find out who did this? It wasn't me.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest. Where I would start, I would we send everything over by email, and it does look like on July 11th, you should have an email to that email address from our company. And maybe that would, I don't know, maybe that would put you in the right direction, possibly.
I just got something from propertyrecords.com.
Yes, sir. That's us. That's us. I just canceled and refunded the account. So once I do that, it sends it over. An email confirmation.
Okay.
But yes, sir.
Andy at propertyrecords.com.
Yes,
sir. This is very confusing. I don't know who Andy is. I don't know what propertyrecords.com is.
See, we're propertyrecord.com. That's the name of the official name of the company.
Okay.
So the reason you have Andy is our supervisor. So he's the one that sends out all kinds of documents to customers. So that's who Andy is. No, sir. No, what happened when I canceled your account and refunded, it automatically sent you out an email just confirming what we did.
I understand that part. What I want to know is what happened on July 11th.
Yes, sir.
The unsolicited?
No, sir. Someone went online and put
all
your
information
in. Yes, sir. So it has to be someone who knows you. Some way, somehow.
Huh.
But yes, sir, I'm not sure who did it or how it happened, but whoever did it used all your information in that address. And that's all it shows me. Is there anything else I could help with today, please?
No, you're fine.
Well, thank you, sir, for calling.
I got to find out somehow.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, you might want to call the... Okay, yes, sir. Have a great day. Thank you.